definitely human.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to the International World to our Global Biscuit Review podcast, a podcast of the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm a nameless servant of the Prince of Darkness, and this week we're reviewing Chips Ahoy!
Do you want to do that again?
No, I think I nailed it the first time.
Nameless servant.
Sorry?
You said you're nameless servant.
Pretty sure I said my name's David Knight. Check the tape, I mean.
Okay.
Are you feeling all right? You're looking a bit tired.
I'm very tired, but I don't think I'm that tired that I would imagine that.
You look that tired. You look really tired.
Thanks. We're here and...
We're doing taste, texture, biscuitness. I feel like I've got to do your job for you here.
By this point. Like, come on.
What if we got some first-time listeners?
Okay, well, first-time listeners, this is a very serious show about Brexit.
Yeah, that is one of the many, many topics, the diverse topics that we cover.
Brexit, Satan.
Okay then.
Just mainly Brexit, and we also touch on biscuits as well. So this week we're reviewing the American biscuit, Chips Ahoy.
You're going to do it in the voice?
Which one?
I mean, it's an American biscuit. Like, you did the Italian voice.
That's it.
You did the French voice.
Well, howdy, partner. We're reviewing Chips Ahoy! You're welcome, America.
That was really good. Thanks, that was much better than the Jamaican one, which we had to cut.
Yeah, it was problematic on many levels. Many levels. Chips Ahoy, the real chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, the real ones?
The real ones.
As opposed to those fucking Maryland plastic abominations.
I get the impression that for British people not familiar, these look like, could be wrong, haven't tasted them yet, they look like the American version of Maryland cookies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the kind of vibe I'm getting. So yeah, so they're made by our good friends at the Cuddly Nabisco Corporation, subsidiary of Mondelez International.
Heard that name before.
Animal crackers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, same stable. Same stable.
All right. Well, that doesn't bode well
no,
for us.
No, it's not a good start. But hey, you're not going to be prejudiced about it, right?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, exactly. First introduced in 1963. Wow, isn't that interesting? second <That's>... most... You can tell it's interesting because I said it was interesting.
Yeah, yeah. But that's America for you, no history.
Exactly, yeah.
Just no
history. Ancient cookies from 1963. So they're the second most popular cookie brand after Oreos. And the name is a pun on Ships Ahoy.
Ahoy. Oh!
Yep.
Sorry, was that the appropriate response?
It was a little bit sarcastic for my liking.
I'm doing my best over here.
Okay. Ahoy was what people used to shout out to ships. And also part of one of my favorite long-running jokes in The Simpsons with Mr. Burns.
Where he says ahoy hi.
Ahoy hi.
Was it Alexander Graham Bell? Wanted that to be like the new hello or something.
Yeah.
Whenever you picked up a... What's ho? Like, when is that like when you see land or something?
I think it's like...
Or it's like, go that way, or we're going that way.
Yeah, something like that. So you have like tally-ho and so-ho.
There's a place next to where I grew up called Westward Ho, which is the name of the town. But it's like the only town I can think of that legit has an exclamation mark in the in the name of the town.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's like a Westward Ho kind of thing.
That's why Soho is named, because that part of London used to be hunting grounds way, way back. So when they go out hunting there, that would be one of the calls. Like,
and who were they hunting?
Poor mainly, you know? Which they do now, but in the form of benefits cuts.
Nice.
So a bit of political commentary. Yeah, I went there. No, we're not afraid to go off the big topics on this show. So Chips Ahoy. They in the 60s, they had the I quite like this. They had some characters which they came up with.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yes. Yeah. You may have noticed my costume.
Yeah, I thought okay.
Yeah, looking pretty pretty heroic. I'd say actually looking pretty super heroic.
Yeah, I think I am too, but we'll get to that later. Yeah.
I'm dressed as...
Yes.
Cookie Man, a.k.a. Mort Meek.
Yes.
Which is a weird name from the 60s/70s Chips Ahoy adverts.
Yeah,
I think... So today I am a Superman, a superhero man.
Do you feel different?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Do you feel heroic?
I don't feel heroic as such, but there is something nice about putting on a mask. I enjoy that aspect of it.
And the skin-hugging lycra as well.
Yeah. That's more for your benefit than for mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's actually quite uncomfortable.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I appreciate your suffering for my enjoyment, and I am enjoying it.
All right. Steady up. Yeah, no, there's something nice about kind of like... Because, Mort Meek is his... name.
Yeah.
Names don't generally say a lot about a person's character, do they? But in this case, just being called more meek probably had some sort of like detrimental effect on this person growing up, I assume.
It's like nominative determinism, where, if you're called John Carpenter, if you're called Steve Carpenter, you might grow to be a carpenter.
Sure. Jesus Carpenter, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the most famous example of that.
Yeah, he was a fantastic carpenter as well. Shame that his carpentry career was cut short.
Maybe there's some irony there in kind of like him being a carpenter and how he met his end, with the... The nails and the...
Well, he didn't really meet his end, did he? Because he rose again.
Well, according to one of the books, one of the stories.
Oh, we're not going to get into that now.
Yeah,
right?
Many other viewpoints, many other opinions available.
That's for our other IWGBRP show, the International Worldwide Global Bible Review podcast.
I hope that doesn't get confusing between those two shows having the same...
Well, we also have the Brexit Review podcast.
Yeah.
And also coming soon, the Blockchain Review podcast. Just kind of jumping on. As many bandwagons as possible, but all under the same Twitter banner. You just have to kind of read the tweets to figure out which one's which. Cookie Man, nice costume. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I'm doing like the
Do you think it's rubbing off on you a bit then?
Maybe, but I think there's something to be said in when you wear a mask long enough, you eventually become the thing you're pretending to be, right?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that by dressing up as a heroic character, I'll be at one who seems to have an invested interest in cookies.
Yeah. Well, I think Cookie Man was about more than that. Sort of like the cartoons and stuff I saw. And one of the
back when you were a kid.
I saw him first time around in the 1670s. So he was fighting monsters, and the advert starts by telling us monsters are everywhere.
And how true that is, especially now.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I think ever since the Bush administration, we've all been convinced that is the case. It's been very successful in perpetuating the war on terror. So they probably learned that from Chips Ahoy and the Cookie Man.
Almost certainly, I'd say.
I saw some of those, the comic strips as well, but they were pretty shit, to be honest.
Okay.
Not to knock your costume. I love the costume. Costume.
I mean, my costume isn't actually the Cookie Man costume because I don't think that costume actually exists anymore. So I just went in there into the costume hire store. They know me by name now, obviously.
Yeah.
Not my name, a fake name that I use, a pseudonym. But I go in there and I just, I just said, give me a superhero costume, please.
Mm-hmm.
And they said yes. And I do not know which superhero this one is, but...
The blue and the red.
Yeah.
With a bit of yellow trim on it.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Could be anyone, as far as...
Right, okay.
I mean, I'm not, into... That's, a genre that I never really tapped into. It's, the superhero genre, so I don't know. But I was just like, just give me a super, super heroic costume, please.
Yeah. Well, I see that you've kind of, taped a big C over what was an S. So you just, Seaman now.
Yeah.
Well, Seaman, the superhero.
Well, I mean, it stands for Cookie Man.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's one thing it could stand for.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean actually, it stands for hope, but let's not get into that.
No, it's really not. Yeah, but the comic strip wasn't great. Like, Mort Meek, one of them opened with Mort Meek is reading the dictionary on a bridge.
Okay. Mort Meek sounds like a bit of a tool, I'll be honest.
But you're not Mort Meek there, so it's fine. You're his alter ego, Cookie Man.
Oh, yeah, I'm Cookie Man, yeah.
Yeah. Or is Mort Meek your alter ego?
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
What if the costume is like when they're dressed in normal people clothes, but then their true self is when they're dressed in the costume? Do you get what I'm saying?
Do you have any idea how ridiculous you sound? Yeah, so Chips Ahoy, they have a few taglines, not content with one. There's like four listed. You cannot take a bite without hitting a chocolate chip.
Sounds like a threat.
Yeah. Bet you bite a chip. Yeah, okay. They've gone for the alliteration there. Doesn't really work. There's a lot of joy in Chips Ahoy.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually like that. That kind of works. Kind of
like, I think it's perhaps promising a bit much. Maybe. Well, I don't know. Well, maybe
we
not.
Don't know.
Maybe
we have
gone.
No idea.
And then finally, Crazy with Chips, which doesn't really work.
That seems a little bit inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So before we go into though, you know, we've been a lot into your costume. Mm-hmm. Slightly heroic costume, you know. It's quite different, I think you'll notice, to my previous ones.
Okay. I mean, I haven't noticed, but okay.
I've actually, for the first time, I think, not wearing trousers on the show.
Oh!
Yeah.
I did not know that because, obviously, we sit at a table and I can't actually see the below half of
it. Yeah. Well, I'll show you what I got now. It's these quite short shorts.
Oh,
these
Jesus.
Little white shorts I got.
Oh, God.
These are the... They're kind of like quite old. They're probably when I was like a boy.
Yeah.
So very old. Yeah. In fact,
you have very knobbly knees.
I won several knobbly knee competitions as a young lad, let me tell you. But yeah, I a bit of a nautical theme. Because, you know, again, the ships.
Yeah.
And it's Richard Nixon.
Oh, Richard Nixon?
Yeah.
Okay.
But. Mm hmm. In his boatwear. I mean, I couldn't find any pictures of him in his boatwear, so this is what I imagine. Like, the top half's business. The top half says, I'm ready to open relations with China. Mm-hmm. The bottom half says,
are you hoping
let's
to start
party
like
and break into a hotel.
Are you hoping to start, like, a toy line or something? Like, different Richard Nixon dolls and, like, different outfits.
Well, you know, I'm a bit of an entrepreneur, got a bit of an entrepreneurial spirit, so I won't rule it out. Yeah. Don't rule it in, but I won't rule it out either. Yeah, it was on the presidential yacht, the USS Sequoia, maybe? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sequoia, yeah.
Where he made the decision to quit as president. boats played a big part.
Anything else play a big part in that decision that you can think of?
I think probably just on the boat. I was like, oh, it's bloody nice being on a boat. If I wasn't president, I could spend a lot more time on boat. You know what? I've done a hell of a lot of good.
Maybe it's time I do something for Nixon.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. No, I've done so much for America to bring people together. Maybe it's time to bring Richard Nixon together.
Okay.
But yeah, the presidential yacht, though, was sadly sold by Jimmy Carter in 1977, who was history's greatest monster. According to an episode of The Simpsons, anyway. And I'd take everything they say as gospel.
Yeah.
Okay, should we actually get into reviewing these then?
I suppose so.
You're not excited after?
I can't pretend that I am.
I feel like this is not the actions of a cookie man. you've been a bit Mort Meek right now, David.
Well, here you see you've tapped into the duality of my identity. See, I'm conflicted. I am Cookie Man, but I'm not that excited about cookies.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, I think the Man Bat character, I think his deal was that he didn't actually like bats. I think that's why he dressed up as a bat, right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. So do you think that's the same thing with Cookie Man then?
Maybe, yeah. But it was just like, I am Cookie Man. I don't really like cookies.
Why wouldn't you? What is it? It's a bit like Man Bat where the bats killed his parents.
I think that's how it went, yeah.
Yeah, so cookies.
I don't really get it though, because like, is anyone else scared of bats or is it just him? Because it feels like that's counterintuitive. You know who should dress up as?
Who I should?
No, like if you're a superhero, right, and you want to scare those criminals, because I think that's what he's doing. It's like fear, you know, scare them,
yeah,
and all that kind of thing. One thing criminals are scared of is policemen. So yeah. maybe dress up as one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, they're going to be quaking in their boots.
Yeah. I don't think there's any legal problem with that either.
I don't think so. But...
yeah. Well, one to try. You know, if anyone out there is listening and tries that, dressing up as a policeman, fighting crime, let us know how it goes.
I would say probably the best, most effective way to stop crime is to just sort of punch it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, fire with fire.
Yeah, that's how we're going to get rid of terror as well, with terror.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. Okay, so...
I got to say, the actual box of it, it's kind of exciting.
It kind of is, yeah. I mean, we've gone back to the blue things, a bit like the Oreos as well, which I'm still not 100% on board with as like a confectionery colour.
On this one, it feels right because it's got that nautical theme, right? Mm. It's like, you know what else is blue?
Yeah.
The sky, which you sail under in a boat.
I feel like you're doing a lot of work on behalf of the packaging right now.
I like the exclamation mark.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty punchy, isn't it? Do you reckon they always had an exclamation mark? Like in the 60s? Do you think this is like mood with the times, so like we got to get the kids' attention?
I wouldn't feel comfortable speculating.
Okay, then. Yes,
that's
the end
just
of
not our jam here. Yeah. At the International World on Global Biscuit Review podcast.
We deal in facts and the truth.
Yeah.
And which is why we're one of the few shows who can tell you the truth about the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't trust those other shows.
Which is the Illuminati is just fine, perfectly nice, reasonable people.
Yeah.
And nothing to worry about.
Great bunch of lads. Just let them get on with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just stick to watching your TV. Yeah. Okay, this is boxes proving they're tricky to get into. No, I've done it. It's okay.
Okay.
This is a good start. No.
Do you need a hand or you all right there?
No, I'm in now. Oh. We have them sealed in a bag. Not the worst smelling thing ever. It's kind of nice.
Oh.
In like quite an artificial way. It doesn't...
Kind of got like a sort of Nesquik cereal
thing
going on.
Yeah, do you want another whiff of that?
Yeah, I'll take another whiff.
Yeah, that's
sure,
pretty good,
not?
Actually. It's much better than I was expecting. Mm. I remember the Maryland ones being pretty bad.
That is a smart use of chemicals, I've got to say. Like, that's how you use chemicals correctly in food. Thinner than I was hoping they would be.
Yeah, they're a little bit on the thin side.
They don't look like Maryland cookies, which gives me like a sliver
of... I don't know,
hope.
Mine does a bit. No, I think mine's kind of like... Bit more
Marylandish. Yours does look a bit more than that, yeah.
Irregular. There's nothing wrong with that, you
know? That's fine, you know? Some people like that in a cookie.
Some bullshit artists like the Hobnob actively pursue it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? I'm not sure how appetizing it is. It's like it kind of smells nice, but it's not necessarily a particularly appetizing smell.
I'm not salivating, I've got to say.
No, no. It's like pine, you know, that's a lovely smell, but I don't eat it. Mm. Same thing with these.
You don't?
No.
No, me neither.
Sure.
Obviously, it's because it's not a food. Not a food. It's not a food.
No, it's not. No. Okay. No, okay. No.
Not like cedarwood, which is delicious.
Very fibrous. Very good. Okay, I'm going for a bite.
Let's dig in.
Okay.
Do you like my superhero voice?
Mm. Oh, that's what. That's good. Yeah.
Oh, that's better than I was expecting.
Me too. Yeah, that was. Those chocolate chips, they pack a bit of punch, you know?
Mm.
And I'm going to compare this to the Maryland for the rest of the show. Because, you know, some critics say, you know, judge things on their own merits. Judge them for what they are, not for what they're not or for what they could be. But fuck that. I'm judging these against the Maryland. It's way better.
Way better.
Like, the biscuit is not absolutely disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, there's, again, a lot of chocolatiness. I mean, yeah, sure, it's chemical chocolate flavor, but...
It's a chemical taste done well.
Yeah.
It's like they understand what they're doing, the boffins in the labs. You know, they're like, how can we maximize chocolate flavor?
These are semi-sweet chocolate chips, according to ingredients.
Semi-sweet.
I didn't know that was a technical description, but okay, fine. Yeah, I think... I kind of surprised myself, but I wasn't expecting that you enjoy them too much.
Yeah.
My saliva is incredibly thick right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried I might choke on it. Those chocolate chips have really thickened things up. You know? Score it.
It's a 3.5.
Okay. Are you more Meek now or Cookie Man
or
David
one, I'm
Knight?
Cookie Man.
Okay, then.
Like, I'm trying to like imagine how like a superhero might talk. More enunciation, more confidence.
Right. But now that you talk the talk, you will also walk the walk?
No.
Right, okay.
This is an audio show.
Yeah, good point.
They're not going to see any of
that. Any heroics. No, yeah, no. Good point. Fair point. Okay, yeah, 3.5. Yeah, I'm going to go for 3.5.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple notches better than average. good chocolate chips. The biscuit itself, couldn't really taste that, but it wasn't disgusting. So
definitely helped by the low expectations.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. But Maryland went in with fucking rock bottom expectations and still managed to completely miss those.
That speaks to just how horrendous those cookies were.
Yeah.
But no, I feel like, America kind of like knocked it out of the park on this one.
Yeah, and I was, Oreos, same people, apparently Nabisco, I think. Great, great cookie. Love those.
Yeah. Maybe they need to sort of explain themselves with the animal crackers one.
Yeah.
Well,
I think for that, they are just trading on pure nostalgia.
Right, yeah.
You know, there's no biscuit innovation there, and they excuse themselves from not innovating by saying it's tradition. Okay, so before we get to the texture section, a few letters.
What?
Yeah, people are emailing us at, I don't know, the email address. Well, you can either go to deafenedhuman.co.uk and send us a message there, or email us at deafenedhumanproductions@gmail.com, or DM us on Instagram. No, not that one. Twitter.
LinkedIn.
Bebo, Facebook, all the good ones. Okay, so first up, we have a letter from Julia.
Okay.
Julia, subject, IWGBRP. Good. That's good for us because we get lots of letters from... investors, people asking advice, just kind of families just going through some difficulty. And
the Nixon Foundation.
The Nixon Foundation as well, with their cease and desist inquiries, I believe there. I don't think it's a proper legal threat. I think it's just, would you mind?
Yeah.
I think I haven't read the emails. I ain't got time for that.
Okay,
so the message says, "Hello, David and David. I just want to say, David, you're horribly wrong about German biscuits. And you, David, don't even get me started on how amazingly right you are about them. I guess you can fight over who I mean. Lots of love from a German listener."
Oh, I see. So this person, Julia, did you say it was?
Julia,
Trying to tear our friendship apart. Interesting. Yeah. It's a weird... I don't know why they would want to do that.
Well, I think maybe Julia is not a real name.
Potentially this person is kind of involved in some sort of... shadowy organization designed to shut us down in some way.
Possibly an organization who, I don't know, first letter of their organization name is I, last letter is I. Just trying to keep us off the top spot of iTunes or just stop us progressing whatsoever with downloads.
And this person thinks that just by pointing out that you're wrong and I'm right about German biscuits, that it's going to create some sort of tension between us, some sort of friction.
Exactly. Well, I mean, that's not going to happen because I think if you remember the message, she just points out that you were wrong and I was right.
I can see where you kind of got confused. If you just like take a look again.
I'll read it again. David, you're horribly wrong about German biscuits.
Well, there you go.
And you, David, don't even get me started on how amazingly right you are about them. So you get dry, it, yeah? But it's clear to you.
I think
now,
we can both agree that attempts here to cause friction is just like obviously not going to work. And you're a bigger man than that. Like you can admit when you're wrong.
If that happens, I can do that.
Yeah.
But in this instance, you're also as... especially as Cookie Man, take a heroic gesture and say, "Yep, Julia, you got me. You found me out. I was horribly wrong."
Yeah, like you say, like we're sort of playing roles now. So I would be like, "Yes, correct. David Price was wrong.
No,
is what I would say.
All right, stop. Stop it. Knock it. All right, no.
I don't know. I was right.
Okay.
For fuck's sake." Why are you always like this?
No, why are you always
why
like
are
this?
You why are you always like this?
I know what? Forget you. Just stay over there. I'm just going to read the rest of the letters.
Yeah, fine.
I don't need this shit. Okay, fine. The next one's from Jack, probably writing to me. Subject, I love listening to you guys. He probably meant to just say you. The guys probably should have been deleted and probably written to me. Review Delectable Bickies. But I've made a mistake. You sure have, Jack. Message. Unfortunately, I've been eating the biscuits while listening to you and have come out hurt, both mentally and physically. Oh, that is funny. Do you have any tips to help listeners like me who have been hurt?
Yeah, maybe stop saying Bicky.
Yeah, I'd say that's a good start.
Fucking hell.
And maybe they're doing it in a kind of ironic way, knowing how much it kind of grinds our gears. But
well, that's worse.
It is worse. That's just mean, you know? Tips if you've been hurt by biscuits. I think Tip, and you probably agree with me on this, is you want to take that hurt A lot of people say, you know, you got to talk about it. You kind of got to get out there, just process it. No, you want to squeeze that into a tight, tight little ball and push it deep, deep down inside.
Yeah.
And then just let it sit there.
Something I've been getting into recently, Jack, is wearing masks. You can hide. You can hide quite a lot with a mask. And obviously, it doesn't have to be a physical mask. We could be talking about a metaphorical mask, a kind of version of yourself that you wear to hide the horror within from the rest of the world. Because, you know, a big part of existing within a society is learning to keep your burdens to yourself, not put them on other people.
Exactly. Don't hold back the herd with your hurt. You know, that's like the tagline for the human race. Yeah, so hope that helped, Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's know how it goes.
And surround yourself with good friends, I would say.
Okay.
Don't make my mistake.
Yeah. It's still a little bit upset about Julia pointing out how wrong he is. And so next one, the final letter is from Gwyneth. Subject, Lotus Biscoff.
Okay.
Message. Because of your glowing review, I purchased some of these. It was much cheaper to get the box of four packets off Amazon than just buy one. I've made a terrible mistake. These are far too good and I could easily eat half a packet in a go. Thank you, and also, God damn you. Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, I don't see, there's no problem there whatsoever.
That's
more people eating Lotus, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely, yeah. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Okay then, so next up, the texture test. These cookies, which are pretty good so far. So first of all, dry texture. Even though it's a dry cookie, not a huge fan. Not as just kind of dusty and horrible as Maryland.
Not as dusty, but still quite dusty.
Yeah, I feel like with this style of biscuit, you're always going to have that risk.
Yeah.
Going for a dunk. Wow.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty damn tasty.
Yeah.
This is a real treat.
It's not too sweet. I think that's the thing I appreciate about it.
And you are getting a bit of chocolate. Like my criticism, American chocolate, again and again. Not very chocolatey, but I'm definitely getting a bit of a chocolate hit with these.
It tastes like a darker chocolate, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go for another. And another. And another.
Okay.
I'm going to try and get a bit of biscuit without the chocolate chips, but it's hard because there's so many damn chocolate chips. Actually, yeah. With minimal chocolate chips, it's pretty good. The actual biscuit, the soul of the biscuit is pretty...
The soul of the biscuit, yeah.
The actual biscuitiness of it is pretty strong.
When you think of a cookie, you think soft,
right? Yeah.
This is kind of like the process to get that kind of texture experience. It doesn't fall apart. It like holds its shape, but it's just a little bit softer.
Still a little bit of resistance when you bite it, even when it's wet, you know? It's good. I really, really appreciate this. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Satan. Thank you, all the other gods as well.
Well, pick a side, Dave.
Nope. I'm going to hedge my bets on this one.
Such a coward.
I know you always force me into black and white areas, gray with David Knight, but on this one, I'm going to stand up to you, even if you are Cookie Man.
You have a very, very serious expression on your grey face.
Yeah, I'm just trying to rein in the emotion I'm feeling.
It's never really been a problem for you before.
No, but when you're not used to it, even the slightest bit can, you know, it's a bit like, you know, if you've got just like a forest where all the trees have died, and if you just get like a tiniest little spark, you know.
Sure.
So I'm just trying to keep that forest fire of dead wood under control right now inside me. Give it 4.5.
A 4.5?
Yeah.
Holy smokes! That's a big score from Dave!
Yes. Yeah, I was kind of creeping towards a 5 now. I pulled it back. I was like, come on, let's just calm down. It's good, but it's not that good.
Yet. Again, coward.
Okay, well, I thought it was being nuanced, you know, but you see nuance as cowardice.
When you're trying to find, like, the subtleties in things, where you're looking for stuff that isn't there, really. It either is or it isn't.
Yeah.
Black, white, good, evil. I'm just saying pick a side. It's time.
5-0 or 1, whatever the rating system is in this stupid show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then what's yours then, black and white man? There we go. Yeah. So is hypocrisy part of Cookie Man's sort of modus operandi?
Well, I mean, the man literally hides his identity when he fights crime.
Maybe that big that's what the big C stands for. Coward.
Yeah, you know what? I feel
Well, I feel like you look like you might step back from your superhero life.
Yeah, I'm about to. I'm literally about to tear the costume off.
Before you do that,
okay.
I found something which might change your mind.
Oh, okay.
Some kindred spirits who you can join in your quest for justice.
Mm-hmm.
So this is off the Real Life Superheroes Wiki. So these are actual people who dress up and give themselves names and actually try and fight crime. Mainly in America,
okay.
Surprisingly. We have Poltergeist. To become a real-life superhero, Geist, that's what he goes by, not Poltergeist, Geist. he's gone through a trauma to become Geist, says on the Wikipedia. Geist sold off his comic book collection to fund his transformation. That sacrifice.
Wow.
Wow. We also have Nihilist.
Oh no. Oh, fucking hell.
Nihilist is based in Salt Lake City in Utah. And he is a founder of the real life superhero group, the Black Monday Society.
Mm-hmm. And presumably he doesn't fight any crime because what's the point?
That'd be good. Nihilus stalks his prey from the shadows like a wolf stalking an animal that a wolf would stalk.
Does it actually say that?
I don't know whether Nihilus is writing this or maybe someone else. He started from a poor life living in a 7-bedroom house, but now calls the streets his home. Beautiful. And possibly my favorite one. Phantom Patriot.
Oh, God.
So Phantom Patriot states he became a real-life superhero after 3 years in the army, using the persona of the Lynx and working alongside other real-life superheroes. He then switched to using the name Crackdown in the 90s, then he took on the name of Phantom Patriot. That's under the history section on his Wikipedia page. Next section, arrest. Phantom Patriot attracted media attention in January 2001 when he conducted a raid on the Bohemian Grove in the belief that they were a group of pedophiles and murderers. He was arrested and served 6 years in prison.
Oh my God.
But there's more. After finishing parole in May of 2011, he traveled across the country protesting the New World Order in the persona of Thought Crime.
Oh God, this man! Oh Jesus Christ.
But in 2012, he readopted the Phantom Patriot alter ego and opened a real life superhero base called the Patriot Outpost. So what a journey, eh?
Wow.
Wow. That is like a proper hero's journey, except the guy's a fucking bonehead.
Thought crime. That's amazing.
So do you think maybe you'll turn your back on turning your back on being a superhero?
No, I'm going to continue to turn my back, I think, which is a shame.
Well, what about if you keep on turning so you turn 360 degrees and face...
No, I'm just going to turn one way and then I'm going to remove this costume and then I'm going to turn back. It's a real bummer because I had your sidekick costume all planned out. I was going to present it to you. Like, I think you'd be just a cracking milk boy.
Milk boy. Well, yeah,
it's Cookie Man and Milk Boy, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, as Milk Boy,
yeah.
Can I keep the tight white shorts on?
I suppose so, yeah.
Just good because I don't think I can get them off. So. So just like dunking crime or something.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Okay, see, this that would be your job to come up with all like catchphrases.
Well, I think probably
that'd
be it, pretty much. Just being, okay. Consider yourself dunked, and maybe that's like the way that Cookie Man kind of defeats all his foes, drowns them to death.
Just drowns them all. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Do not go down to the bay because you'll see Cookie Man's victims bloated, lying face down. Oh. Yeah, I like it. That's for the gritty reboot. Oh, we'll do that in like 10 years' time. Yeah.
When we get on Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, then. So before we move on to our final section, we'll see what other people think of Chips Ahoy in the Never Tedious Reviews section.
Yeah, just for the listeners, I have now removed my costume. I'm just wearing my underwear.
Is that what Mort Meek wears? Can you like change into Mort Meek?
Or
is
this it's all part of the same thing, isn't it?
Well, surely, if you're going to stay in character for the good of the show.
No.
And out of respect to our listeners and out of respect to this show.
The thing is, like, now that I've had to take this like long, hard look at myself and kind of my identity and who I am beneath the mask,
yeah,
it's kind of made me look at the show in a new way as well. And just from looking at the show and then thinking about the kind of people that would listen to this show, I don't think those are the kind of people that I would have any respect for.
Right.
So I just kind of don't care anymore, I guess.
Well, I'd just like to tell everyone that Sailor Nixon respects all the listeners 100%, totally, always. Always respecting.
Yeah.
24/7, 365.
Well, you know what?
Love me.
That's that. You know what? You go down with this ship.
I'm
like,
not, I mean,
like the great captain you are.
I know you kind of, you know, metaphorically got your hands in your pockets. You can't put your hands in your pockets.
Obviously, I can't. I'm not wearing trousers.
Yeah, but metaphorically, you kind of like got your hands in your pockets, scuffing your heels, yeah, head down, walking along. But I think there's a certain journey that heroes go on. And as part of that, they have like a dark night of the soul where they just question everything they know. So maybe that's where you are now, and we'll see what happens next.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, the speaking of structure, let's get back on track with the review section.
Mm-hmm.
Good segue. So first up, Amazon UK. Start off with a 2-star review.
What?
Yeah.
That what?
Well,
that's completely thrown me.
Well, let's see what Alex has to say. Titled review, disappointed.
Okay.
If you're like me, British, and wanted to try some American cookies, give it a miss. You'd be surprised by their sweets slash candy are nowhere near the quality of our home brand, and I was very disappointed with these. I can only assume Alex has never tried any of these things. He's just gone on Amazon. He's probably left a similar review on every non-British item.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
When I think about Britain and like things that we've done that we should be ashamed of, people like Alex are always on kind of the top of the list, really.
Yeah. Today we spell shame, A-L-E-S.
I guess...
That's kind of something a superhero could say, you know?
A superhero?
No.
What's the connection there?
Yeah. Just turn your back. Just a little glimmer somewhere in there. A little flicker or something.
I feel like you're getting at something, but I'm not sure what.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I think we need to move on. We need to move past this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not buying that at all. Okay, so next one, 5 stars.
Ah, here we are.
Love this cookie.
Sounds more like it.
It was good to get these cookies here because they are not in any of the supermarkets. They taste good too. It's a pretty standard review.
Yeah.
But look at the username.
Mm-hmm.
Time Traveler 89. I fear that Time Traveler has gone to the future.
Mm-hmm.
The supermarkets of future Britain. I've gone, shit, there's no Chips Ahoy.
Okay.
I need to return to my own time and tell people. And he's got back and like, what do the future holds? Like, it's terrible news, guys. What? The supermarkets. What? They don't have Chips Ahoy in them. Oh, right. What about global warming? I didn't check. Was I meant to look at that? Okay, and so next, Amazon USA. Let's see what people in America think of America's second favorite cookie. First up, 5 stars. For those who do not like soft cookies, why wouldn't you like soft cookies?
Doesn't make any sense.
No. This is from Bill. Bill writes, these are the same crispy cookies for those who do not like soft cookies, as I remember them as a kid. Now, tastes change, so I do not still want to live in a house made of them, but they are a crunchy chocolate chip that is favoured around here.
So, Bill wanted to live in a house made of cookies, but no longer does.
Which is a tragedy. It's kind of just let go of your dream like that.
Yeah. You know? Do you think that is kind of what happened? Was like, they kind of, it's not, they still, like, deep in their heart do want to live in a house made of cookies, but they've kind of let it go because it doesn't seem reasonable anymore. It's not, like, obtainable.
Well, I think is that, and it's kind of like it's an unacceptable thing for an adult to do in modern society.
Right.
You kind of imagine, like, a lot of people feel like that and probably turn their backs on pursuing what they were put on this earth to do, like, say, fighting crime.
Mm, yeah.
But not. You know, part of any kind of legally recognized.
I like people like Bill. I think Bill's great, and I wish more people would like Bill.
We just give up.
Who?
We quitter like Bill. Bill,
well,
the quitter.
You said it yourself. It's a disturbing thing to want.
Today,
so,
maybe, but
and
in
so
the future.
And so for Bill to take that dream and quash it down for the sake of society, that's a very heroic thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Maybe the real heroes is just everyone else.
Maybe the real heroes. The ordinary people.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, next up, 4 stars. It's from Bonnie. -1 star because the box ends and then I'm out of cookies.
Okay.
So for a,
maybe you should give yourself 4 stars, Bonnie.
Yeah. But there's a reply to this one. This is from The Treasure.
Is this another superhero?
Superpower. It's kind of one of those weird superpowers. Like, on the one hand, the Treasure can walk anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll walk anywhere. Like, he walked to China.
Yeah.
But it'll just take him a long, long time to get there.
And he's just feet.
He's just feet as well.
It's horrible to look upon. A monstrosity.
Yeah. The Treasure said in reply, Bonnie, your comment is one of the funniest I've ever read.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
But,
you know, I mean, great. Bonnie's like, she's put a joke out there being like, I love these cookies. But, you know, problem is, you know, it's a fake review, you know. It's a 5-star review she's left. But, you know, to try and make a joke, she's artificially graded at 4 stars.
She's like contrived conflict.
Yes.
For the sake of comedy.
Exactly.
Who would do that?
Scumbags. Scumbags like Bonnie. And I just feel sorry for the people at Mondelez International who put so much work and effort and just heart and soul into these cookies.
Yeah.
And you've got Bonnie coming around, wisecracking, just spitting on their work, on their hard work. Shame on you, Bonnie. Yeah. If I hadn't already spelled shame A-L-E-X, I'd be spelling B-O-N-N-I-E.
I mean, if you want to say something to Bonnie, maybe...
Get on Amazon and reply.
Yeah, I mean...
I think they'll take a special kind of person to do that, a superhero.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone who could...
No one springs to mind.
No?
Before today, I would have said the Trudger. Before, I would have seen, you know, the Trudger and I thought, you know, there's a superhero if ever there was one, stands for, you know, justice. But then to kind of like turn his back on that and sort of like, you know.
Support lies. Support Bonnie's bald-faced lie. Yeah.
I guess maybe I was wrong to see everything as black and white.
But maybe the problem just with today's superheroes, they don't have anyone to look up to. Well, you just need someone who is all about the truth. A bit like you are kind of on this show, the way you kind of like delivering the truth about biscuits and stuff. Think about maybe taking that out.
Yeah,
out
we need
into
someone
world,
kind of like
world.
With my ideology, I suppose.
Yeah.
And my sort of body structure.
Yeah.
And face.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Someone with those qualities would be, I would say, yeah, ideal.
Yeah, you think of anyone? Yeah,
no one springs to mind, but keep an eye out, listeners. Maybe we can all sort of like start a movement. We'll do a Kickstarter or something.
Okay, then another review now. Going down the scale, 1 star.
Oh no,
this is garbage.
So the reviewer is garbage.
No, the title of the review.
Oh, okay.
This is garbage.
So this isn't from garbage.
No, this is from Butch.
Butch.
Yeah, Butch. Butch writes, cheap oily taste. I guess I'll go back to homemade. This is garbage.
And Butch is a Rottweiler?
Possibly. Some kind of animal which doesn't know shit from Claire, obviously. My final review, 1 star. Oh, just there's a review, the name on this. So 1 star, title, High Fructose. This is by Butchos Box. Maybe Butch got kicked off last time in 2016 has resurfaced in 2017 as Butchos Box.
He's back and stronger than ever before.
Yeah, and meaner as well, because Butchos Box writes, my granddaughter loves these, but since Chips Ahoy use high fructose corn syrup, I won't be buying them.
Fucking hell.
Sad granddaughter. But Butch is happy.
Fuck me. It's a dark world out there, isn't it?
No.
There's a lot of evil.
Yeah,
in the
you feel
world.
That, yeah?
Yeah. It really weighs heavy on my conscience.
It's just a shame that there's like no one. Perhaps just say, you know what, enough's enough.
Yeah, because enough really is enough. Like, that's the thing. Like, I agree with you 100%. Okay. I think all we can realistically do now is wait for someone to come along and save us.
You're talking about Jesus?
Yeah. Sure.
And that's done with waiting for that guy to show up. Okay, well, let's do the final section then, although I feel pretty hopeless right now. Biscuitness.
Yep.
Great biscuits. This is if you don't like soft cookies, this is your bag. You can't do better than that. I feel non-soft cookies have a place in the world. It's pretty biscuity.
Feels like your heart's not really in it.
No, it's not. How can I? I don't have hope now. I'm a victim, you know, like the world and the badness. Yeah, the world and the badness has made me feel sad. and there's no one around to save me.
That's the greatest crime of all.
The world making me sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It took out the joy, which I was known for. And any thoughts about, like...
I'm trying to eat the biscuit so I can, like, remember, so I can kind of talk about its biscuitiness. I mean, I've never had these biscuits before, so I don't think of them as, like, a biscuity biscuit, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But do you think of Maryland as a biscuity biscuit? I can't remember what we said about it.
I think they were just, so they were shit and just struck it from the record. yeah. I mean, I'm not going to give it a solid five because, again, I have to bring my British prejudice into this, and it's not a traditional British biscuit. But I still recognise it as being solidly on the biscuit spectrum, and it's a good biscuit on that spectrum as well.
It is like somebody kind of saw the Maryland and was like, no, I will not stand for this.
Yeah.
We can do better.
Mm.
And they have.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of respect for it for that reason.
It's like they saw something bad in the world and then we're just like, no more.
Yeah.
We have the power to make a difference, to change things. Don't you think that's great?
I don't think I can run from this anymore, Dave.
Oh,
just from taking a bite from that delicious Chips Ahoy cookie, which I think I'm going to give a 3.5
right
for biscuitness.
Okay. And I'm dropping down a little bit to a 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just taking a bite from it, it kind of like its cookie, crumbly, sugary powers kind of like, I don't know, it kind of did something to me inside. Like I felt this power almost.
Do you think it's a bit like X-Men or something, where it's like, or Spider-Man is a bit of a chemical transformation from all the chemicals in the biscuit.
Yeah, I think that's very good. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's kind of giving me cookie powers in some kind of way.
Cookie powers,
Cookie powers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm becoming some sort of like cookie-powered individual.
Yeah.
I like it a lot, yeah.
There's a costume on the floor you could put on. Maybe you're cold. Just try it on. Just try it on, you know.
Mm. That's old me, I think. It's time to reinvent myself.
Oh?
Because, you know, that's a big part of being super, I guess, and wearing masks and things like that.
Yeah.
So I think it's time to embrace fully the new me.
Yeah.
Which is, as I said before, a servant of the Dark Lord Satan, and I'll be spreading more evil in the world.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
hashtag
man.
Do more evil.
No, you're meant to be Cookie Man. You're meant to eat the cookie and be like, yeah, I'm going to be Cookie Man.
Oh. Okay, then that's what I am doing. Hail Satan.
Oh, shit. You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online, and check out other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker.
You can also head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast, bite-sized, to find out what our highs and lows of this week have been. And I will give you all this authority and their glory because it has been handed over to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. If you, therefore, do an act of worship before me, it will all be yours.
Is that a Cookie Man?
Yep, that's Cookie Man.
Right, okay. Yep. I'm David Price. He's Cookie Man, a.k.a. Mort Meek, a.k.a. David Knight. And you can join us again next week for the final episode of this season when we'll be reviewing McVitie's Gold Bar.
Ooh.
And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.